What is going on, Internet? This is Shank from QGN. And on Twitter and in the Internet, there's been a lot of talk about and, I guess, complaints and finger-pointing regarding video games and a link to violence. And, you know, parents, you know, concerned about what their children are playing and how it could possibly lead to violence at all later down in their life. And so I just figured I'd make a quick little, I guess, host journal, shedding, I guess, my thoughts on this whole situation. I must preface this by saying anything that I'm talking about here, any opinions expressed, are absolutely not part of QGN and do not reflect any of QGN's opinions, nor should they be interpreted as such. They are just merely 100% my opinions. So, yeah. So, let me first by start by looking at three different games here. So we have Halo 4, which I'm going to be discussing, Dishonored, and, for example, I'm going to also be looking at Assassin's Creed 3. So, when a parent sees a child playing a game, for example, like, I'm home for holidays right now, and my mom will see me playing a game on my iPad, and she'll just kind of, she'll kind of just look at me like, why are you playing these, like, violent games? Like, you know, why, what fun do you see in this? And my explanation for all of these is the following. I say, Mom, first of all, the violence is not the whole point of the game. It is just merely an entertainment factor. Now, my mom can counter by saying, well, so you think, you know, violence is entertaining, etc., etc. And it's absolutely not entertaining. It is just, the violence is not the sole purpose of these games that I'm going to be talking about. It is just another feature of the game that is part of a very, very multi-layered development, such as, you know, writing, the graphics, the fun factor, and then violence is just another feature of the game. So let's start by looking at Halo 4. Halo 4 is a shooter. It's a first-person shooter. So by its very nature, there are guns and other sort of aspects involved in this. But if you really break into it and look down into it, what is Halo 4? Halo 4 is actually a romantic love story. Without giving too many spoilers away, that's what it is at its core. The violence is actually a piece of that game, but that is not a defining feature of the game. So when a parent sees a child shooting, you know, an elite or a covenant grunt in the game, all they see is their child just shooting and just using guns and violence. However, without context, and this is the incredibly crucial piece, without context, this violence is just given face value meaning to the observer, in this case, the parent. To the child, the player, who is fully vested in the game, what the child sees is, okay, there is an elite on this cliff. What do I need to do? Because he is blocking the entrance to a certain gate, and I need to get to the waypoint past the gate. What are my different options here? So at the very base level, if you really peel back the layers, the player, or the child in this metaphor, is really doing abstract level problem solving. So he's saying that there's a goal, there's an end objective that I must complete for this campaign or this mission. And in order to do that, one of the options that I have at my disposal is to eliminate this elite. And so if he chooses that's his option, then he goes over there and, you know, shoots the elite with his assault rifle. And he, you know, goes and completes his objective. Now, the parent only sees this violence and says, well, why are you shooting this? Like, what is wrong with this violence? But fails to see, and I believe, fails to see the problem solving that the player has done up to this point, and really, after he gets to this checkpoint. Okay, let's look at a game called, like, Dishonored, where violence is an option in this game. And what I mean by that is, this game, one of the strengths of this game, I believe, is that it allows you to approach any different target or goal in multiple different avenues. Granted, you do play as an assassin, but you do not have to kill anyone in this game. And that is what a lot of people, and by people I mean parents, you know, outspoken media groups, etc. They probably failed to see this in a lot of games, that violence is not everything. So in this game, you're given many choices as an assassin. You have to take out or eliminate a target. This does not mean you must, you know, assassinate the target. You can, of course, because you're an assassin. But again, just like in Halo 4, when a parent sees a child, you know, jumping off of the ledge and assassinating one of the targets in the game, they just see the assassination. They fail to see all of the different avenues that the player chose to get up to this point. For example, there are four guards that are guarding the main security guy that is the target, that is guarding the target. The player may have had to go through multiple different hoops, use, you know, switch between many different teleportation powers, mind-bending, time-slowing down, mind control, etc., in order to get to this certain point before even getting to the target. So again, just like in Halo 4, there's very high-level problem-solving going on, and the violence is just another piece of that puzzle. Again, it is a piece of the puzzle that can be ignored entirely if so the player chooses. But without this context, that violence is just meaningless killing to the casual observer and not a piece of a much higher level complex problem. Finally, let's look at Assassin's Creed 3. This is sort of similar to Dishonored in a way that you do play as a certain assassin. However, the story of Assassin's Creed 3 is such that the targets that you are eliminating are actually, you know, bad individuals. They have actually done something terrible and evil to deserve the fate that, you know, you as an assassin is going to deliver to them. So, you know, you jump off your little steeple thing and you air assassinate the Templar. What does the parent see? The parent sees you, the player, selecting your tool, jumping off, plunging your, you know, your hidden blade or whatever into the enemy's throat, and the enemy is disposed of and killed. Similarly, if you get into a fight, a street brawl in Assassin's Creed 3, what does the casual observer see? You against three or four people with guns who are all trying to kill you, and you are trying to kill them. That's all they see. Now let's look at the context of such a battle. Okay, well, why are they trying to attack you in the first place? One of the possible solutions is, well, you were trying to run away from something, or they caught you, like, stealing something or something like that in the game. And so, as the AI would dictate, oh man, the player is doing something that is out of the bounds of the game, so we must, you know, we are programmed to attack and try and arrest him. Of course, the player can resist arrest, and if you resist arrest, you get a fight sequence where you fight the enemy or the guards, etc., etc. So again, without this context of you were stealing something, trying to do a much, you know, end game where you're probably trying to steal plans for a certain piece of machinery, or, you know, plans for an attack map that you as the Patriots were trying to fight against the Redcoats, etc. The observer, and I'm using the parent as in this metaphor, the parent does not understand what is going on. So, the overarching theme of all these three games that I've looked at is context, context, context. The violence is not everything in the game, and should not be taken as, okay, game X is played purely because it's violent, because that is a very preposterous, outlandish statement with no real logical grounds behind it. The context of which why there is violence in certain games is incredibly important, and one must understand that there's very high-level, complex problem-solving going on in modern games. And I say modern games because games are becoming very, very complex nowadays. A good game will, anyway. So, I just want to leave you guys with my thoughts on this, and please sound off Twitter, if this is going to be on Twitter, or on the comment section below if this is going to be on the website, and just let me know your thoughts. Again, just want to end by saying my views are not representative of the QGN network, and nor should they be taken as such. These are merely my opinions. So, that's it for me, you guys, and Shadow Hide you.